It's a download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Why don't we do this? Why don't we carry out? Here are today's top stories. The White House lawyers have filed a cease and desist against the author of a new explosive tell-all book on the Trump administration. Excerpts have already been published that feature Steve Bannon talking smack about treason, insider info about how much Trump dyes his hair, and why the president eats at McDonald's. He's afraid of being poisoned, which is funny because there are short-term and long-term poisonings. Maybe he chose the latter. So what does all of it mean? Well, I'm not sure that would have any staying power. Tell-all books don't hang around for that long, but the administration is doing everything they can to make this book the new Bible. Cease and desist, long, rambly statements about how Bannon sucks, and another round of crackdowns on cell phones in the White House, and you get the feeling that maybe, just maybe, some of these stories in the book might be real. And if just a sliver are true, there are a lot of people in the White House that really don't like their boss. But that boss is winning. He's taking credit for talks in Korea, North and South, and the stock market is up over 25,000. And if that continues, we won't care much about tweets, cell phone bans in the future. But who are we kidding? The media will just change the story to, why isn't the Dow at 30,000? And Korea's nothing. What is Trump doing about Mongolia? You know that's going to be the case. With all the positive news about legal marijuana in California, the Justice Department and Jeff Sessions have had enough. Sessions is rolling back Obama-era guidelines on how the feds look at states legalizing pot. There was a policy that essentially said that they were hands-off, but Sessions wants to get his hands on the sticky icky. So if you live in California, I wouldn't give up that medical marijuana card that you got for ankle anxiety just yet. The big takeaway, this will give federal prosecutors the ability to prosecute marijuana cases at their own discretion. Yeah, that won't break bad when you're giving federal prosecuting discretionary limit. All right, yeah. Come on, man. You never want to hear that. We just like to give a prosecutor whatever he wants to do. He can figure it out. We don't want the law to be involved at all. Just figure it out. The feds are suing cities like Chicago for being sanctuary cities, which means that city police won't hold undocumented immigrants if picked up for crimes. The city's police force says, that's your issue, ICE. We're already up to our eyeballs in fighting crime. This lawsuit says that if the city wants federal grants, they got to cooperate. Once again, this administration seems to be cherry-picking the state versus federal argument. When it's immigration or marijuana, it's a federal issue. If it's healthcare or abortion or guns, well, that should be a state issue. Pick a lane. E. coli is back in the news. It's shown up in a couple of states, and the culprit seems to be romaine lettuce. Rebecca Romaine Lettuce. One of the states is Illinois, but no recall has been offered up. Instead, the feds say there's not enough evidence that it is romaine. And you know what? Just pick a different lettuce. That's essentially what they said. So now the man's going to tell me that I can't have regular lettuce? What, you going to make me buy the frou-frou stuff? The arugula? First the tax plan, then Icelandic yogurt, now arugula? That's it. I'm leaving the state. Where's my dream op-ed? I'm leaving right now. Closer to home, gubernatorial candidate Chris Kennedy called out Mayor Emanuel for purposely pushing gentrification, forcing blacks and Latinos out of the city of Chicago. This, of course, in an effort for Kennedy to appeal to minority voters in the upcoming election, voters who really don't like the mayor to begin with. Weird, because weren't the Kennedys in power when white flight was happening in the 50s and 60s? Nah, but he's progressive now, got it. You know Chris Kennedy, the social justice warrior who once owned the biggest building in the world. Okay. CPS is dealing with gift card fraud, gift cards meant for students that were used by administrators. This story seems to be popping up every year. It's replacing the look at all these new books thrown out in the dumpster story that usually comes in June. No, these are brand new bikes. The saran wrap's still on them. Get Pam Zekman on this story. Here's the real story. People like to steal. I don't know what to tell you. Governor Rauner's taking a break from campaigning, or has he? The governor is staying at a veterans home in Quincy that's been the center of a Legionnaires' disease outbreak. To prove how much he cares, Rauner is staying there for a few nights, Jane Byrne style. Has anyone asked for that? Like, did I miss it over the holidays? We're like, if he cares so much, he should stay there. There's never, no comment, no one. I'd love to be in that meeting where they're like, what if you stayed there, Governor? Now that's what I'm talking about. Not sure. No word on whether or not Rauner will hang out in the common room after Mahjong, or if we'll keep the door open to his room so we can all hear Judge Judy on full blast. My question is, if the governor contracts Legionnaires, does he get workers' comp? That's a pretty good question. The candidates are revealing their economic interests before the upcoming elections, by law, of course, and this shows up way too much. Let's single out the assessor, Joe Berrios, for this. But he revealed that his side job is lobbying Springfield on behalf of law firms, Pace Bus, Comcast, and an Illinois gaming machine company. The tax assessor has a side job where he tried to get better deals for slot machines. only in Illinois, right? I mean, I know he's not the only one who lobbies on the side, but come on. I mean, it just seems like an easy loophole to fix. If you hold elective office, you can't represent companies that want business from elected offices. Seems legit. And if you can't part with that business, don't run for office. It's me, right? It's them. It's not me. The guy from six, the Menkmans. It's him, right? Not me. All right, and weather. And that's let's pray to the weather gods. Ready? Dear Overlord, Ms. Justin, I don't know if you can hear me, but I promise that I will never again take Chicago summers for granted. Just make it 40 again, please. Thanks. Geez, but if cold's the worst we get in Chicago, I'll take it. Winter hurricanes in the east, earthquakes and droughts in the west, I'll take the cold. It's okay. We're okay. In sports, the Blackhawks are back, baby. They got a big win last night in New York against the Rangers. This is the beginning of a run. I can feel it. It also could be the romaine lettuce I just ate for dinner. But no, I think it's the gut feeling that the Hawks are going to turn it on starting now. After making it seem like they could beat almost anybody, the Bulls have come back down to earth, or to at least their normal losing ways. Lost again last night, three in a row now. Sure, they can beat the Hornets, and maybe the Milwaukee Bucks. But they've lost to the Cavs, Celtics, Raptors, and Trailblazers over the Christmas break. Only good news, Zach LaVine, the singer from Maroon 5, almost back. Oh, that's not. No, it's a different. He was the guy that the main guy we traded Jimmy Butler for to Minnesota. And he should be back maybe next week, the week after, or in March. I can't figure out what they're doing there. The Bears are interviewing the Minnesota Viking coordinators today. No. They interviewed Fangio yesterday, which everyone's calling a courtesy interview. I'd be okay with Fangio as head coach, but am I the only fan that would like to see a coach with a little personality? A Joe Madden type, maybe? Sick of the stoic football coach that doesn't like talking to the media. That's got to go. We want a young Dicka. Or heck, hire Ozzie Guillen. Right? That's what we want as the Bears coach. Ozzie Guillen. That would be great. Right now, the Bears are tied to a lot of Doogie Howser type coaches. The ones that have figured out how to throw a 12-yard pass on a 3rd-and-10. Geniuses! The odds makers, yep, there are odds makers for this. Say the Vikings' Pat Shurmur? No. And the Chiefs' Matt Nagy are the favorites. No Ozzie Guillen on that list. Can't believe it. I'm hoping that the Panthers blow it this weekend. And Ron Rivera jumps ship because they're forcing the owner to sell the team. Then boom, Chico Rivera back in Chicago. He brings a bunch of those Panther linebackers with and Cam Newton. Boom. I just say football. Speaking of Madden, what's with baseball free agency? The hot stove a little bit out of gas. Teams are being conservative. Nobody signed anywhere, including Jake Arrieta. Come on, guys. Pull the trigger. The Cubs and Sox have been pretty quiet over the last month. Although this just crossed the wire. The Sox were in a three-team trade today. The Royals and the Dodgers. And the Dodgers got... The Royals, they got... Well, the Sox, hey, we got a guy. We got Joaquin Soria. That's a great deal if it was 2007. But if he pitches well, we'll trade him. But here, I got it. Ready? Arrieta to the Cubs. Yu Darvish to the Sox. Boom, done. 6 weeks till we report to spring training. I just fixed baseball. And you better move quick, Cubs fans. Arrieta tied to the Cardinals. Oof. Could you imagine that? Dexter Fowler and Jake Arrieta in St. Louis. And finally tonight, the Punky QB is heading for the Vegas stage. Am I reading this right? Jim McMahon's going to be part of a new show called Renegades that features other bad boy athletes in a talk show format, a Vegas hotel. No word on what Jim McMahon's going to do, but if it's anything like his football career, he'll probably get hurt. Terrible. has to carry out for January 4th, 2018. Are you excited for 2018? We've got some black eyed peas left over for good luck. In this case, you're going to need the good luck because we cooked them on Monday and they've been sitting out for like 4 days. Happy New Year. All right, coming up, Israel Adonijé joins us. Talk to him about his new venture to try and get Chicago kids to code. And also about what it takes to be a serial entrepreneur. He's my guest on the download on Chicago Business. It's coming up here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.